Legislation which recognizes lynching as a federal hate crime has passed both the U.S. House and Senate and now needs only President Biden's signature to become law. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, named after the sick Chicago 14-year-old who was kidnapped, beaten, and killed while he was visiting Mississippi back in 1955. Now, the first anti-lynching legislation was introduced more than a century ago, but this is the first time this type of bill has had a real chance of becoming a law. Washington correspondent Evan Lambert gives us a look at the decades-long effort to get this on the books.
I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of H.R. 55.
It's a law more than 100 years in the making, coming after dozens of failures on the part of lawmakers to seek justice and dignity for the lives of more than 4,000 black Americans tortured in terrifying, often public and extrajudicial killings. On Monday, the Senate passing unanimously the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act after it failed to do so in 2021. Republican Senator Rand Paul holding it up at the time, saying it was, quote, too broad. Once signed by President Biden, the bill will make lynching a federal hate crime punishable by up to 30 years in prison.
After more than 200 failed attempts to outlaw lynching, Congress is finally succeeding in taking the long overdue action by passing the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. Hallelujah, it's long overdue.
One of the bill's sponsors, Republican Senator Tim Scott, tweeting, "The Senate passed my anti-lynching legislation, taking a necessary and long overdue step toward a more unified and just America." The anti-lynching bill is named after Emmett Till, the 14-year-old Chicago boy whose brutal murder at the hands of two white men in Mississippi in 1955 and his mother's insistence that he have an open casket funeral helped define the civil rights movement. The Equal Justice Initiative has documented 4,084 racial terror lynchings in 12 southern states between 1877 and 1950. But today, lynching remains relevant as many consider the 2020 murder of Georgia jogger Ahmaud Arbery, which just ended in both state and federal hate crimes convictions, a modern day lynching.
Think about all the black people who have been lynched in the history of America, in Georgia, who never ever got their day in court.
And the next step is for President Biden to sign this bill. The White House saying it's unclear on timing right now. It needs to get the vice president and the president together to sign the bill in person. Nicole?
Yeah, a very long time coming on this one. Evan, thank you.